It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
And I'm Michaela Hobson. Here's what happened this week in Olympia.
A Seattle Democrat is behind a bill in Olympia that repeals I-976 as it applies to Sound Transit card tab fees. Senator Steve Oban says it also allows the Department of Licensing to continue using an artificially high valuation schedule instead of one based on the fair market value of the car.
It should be entitled the Thumb Our Nose at the Voters and Taxpayers Bill, because what it does is it repeals 976.
The Pierce County Republican says voters throughout the state approved the $30 car tab measure in November. In Pierce, Snohomish, and other counties, it passed by more than 60%. But that wasn't enough to stop Linwood Democrat Senator Marco Elias from filing the legislation that Oban says could also be called the Sound Transit Dream Bill.
It shows a lack of understanding and respect for voters, and I certainly do not support it.
Oban has been fighting Sound Transit car tab fees for 3 years.
A felon voting bill overlooks victims and ignores courts. That's what State Senate Republican Leader Mark Schessler is saying about a Democrat-sponsored proposal working its way through the legislature.
The measure would automatically restore voting rights for felons as soon as their time in prison has ended.
Prison time, community custody, and restitution are all part of our system. This allows criminals, murderers in some cases, to get around that and be prematurely rewarded for bad behavior.
Under current law, felons can't vote until they've completed their sentences, including any Department of Corrections supervision and paying restitution to victims. Government shouldn't sour kids' entrepreneurial spirit. Lemonade stands are as much a part of Americana as baseball and apple pie.
Senator Steve Oban doesn't want government regulation and taxes to get in the way.
Existing law, both tax and regulatory law, requires a child as young as 12 years old who wants to run a lemonade stand to comply with this burdensome regulatory structure.
The Pierce County Republican has a bill that would exempt lemonade stands run by kids 14 and under from health and revenue department requirements that can result in the long arm of the law coming down on the young lemonade stand operators.
I want to relieve them of that. I don't want to encourage it, to suggest that anyone should be violating the law to do something that's perfectly reasonable and entrepreneurial like this. So I think we need this bill now to send the right message that these kids are doing something that we value.
Bills supporting lemonade stands are popping up all over the country, and Country Time Lemonade has a legal fund called Legal Aid that will pay fines for lemonade stands that are shut down.
Opioids are causing a serious public health crisis across the nation and right here in Washington State. Senate Republicans are trying to do something about it. Senator Hans Zeiger.
The reality is people are suffering from substance use disorder.
That's why he has a bill that would
increase penalties for illegal manufacturers of the drug fentanyl.
His legislation would add fentanyl to the list of drugs for which a person can be found guilty of endangerment if someone is exposed to, ingests, inhales, or has any contact with it. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more potent than morphine.
Your child's school would be required to teach comprehensive sex ed to students as young as kindergartners under a bill approved this week in the state Senate.
Republican Senator Mike Patton says the superintendent of public instruction ran a poll asking about the legislation. 58% of respondents didn't want it.
I think this legislature ought to spend a little more time listening to the people. And not only this, but other issues that we dealt with last year. We saw the legislature went one way, and the people in November went a different way.
Patton says Republicans don't want to force a controversial statewide program down the throats of school districts and
parents. Remember them, parents? They are somewhat left out of all this.
Democrats are behind the bill that passed along party lines. Not one Republican voted for it. Don't replace the botched tax hike. Abandon it. That's the word from the chief Senate Republican budget writer. State Senator John Braun says the business tax increase would balloon to $1 billion under a proposal from Senate Democrats.
What we've got is a solution that taxes even more folks and raises even more money in a budget situation that doesn't need more money.
The Centralia Republican says they should repeal it rather than pursue a new plan to take far more money from professional service providers like veterinarians, engineers, and accountants.
There's plenty of money to balance the budget. Without this tax, we should repeal it and not put an additional tax burden on these businesses around the state.
He says the tax hike is not needed with the state's revenue picture running $850 million ahead of projections.
State Senate Republicans have a plan to address homelessness. They're ready to fight for real solutions instead of throwing money at a broken system.
Senators Hans Zeiger and Phil Fortune Coronado, were part of a homeless crisis news conference.
We have a public mandate to prioritize programs that work.
I'm sponsoring what we're calling the Shelter Act. This is providing some place for them to go.
Senators Steve Oban and John Braun also spoke at the news conference.
We don't have a strategy that deals with really the chronically homeless.
This amorphous homeless industrial complex is chewing up all the money, but frankly getting very little in the way of results.
Republican legislation promotes housing security, restoration and self-sufficiency for people living on the streets, public safety and recovery from mental illness and substance abuse. And care for women and babies on Medicaid would be extended under a bill in the legislature. A hearing on the legislation happened this week. Senator Steve Oban is sponsoring the measure that would extend the length of time women can receive maternal and postpartum care covered by Medicaid to a year after delivery. Currently, coverage ends after about 2 months.
This is a smart investment. It not only is important for new moms and their babies, but is also important for the overall long-term health care, because sometimes if we don't make investments early on when we need to, we end up spending a lot more later.
The Pierce County Republican says his bipartisan bill aims to reduce maternal and infant deaths and improve the overall health of new moms and newborns.
And that's what happened this week in Olympia.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.